EBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
app. ABC News, I'm Alexis Christophorus. In Ohio, police body cam video released today by Blendon Township Police showing the encounter between black pregnant driver Takia Young and two officers who wanted to question the shoplifting suspect. The video shows officers trying to question her and Young starts to drive forward and allegedly hit the officer, who then fired a shot at the windshield, killing her. ABC News analyst Bernarda Villalona viewed the tape and says questions remain.
Where was the officer exactly at the moment where Ms. Young accelerated her vehicle? And did she accelerate after or before he actually went in front of this vehicle?
Ohio State investigators are in charge of the probe. President Biden touted the latest jobs report with 187,000 added in August. The president says it shows the resilience of the U.S. economy in the wake of the pandemic. This is ABC News. U.S. air travel is breaking records this holiday weekend.
At busy O'Hare International Airport, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says Chicago isn't the only city experiencing unprecedented passenger traffic.
This weekend is capping what TSA reports is the busiest summer travel period on record. The most air travel passengers that have been screened by TSA in American history.
And cancellations are down.
Not only are we seeing the system rebound from the worst effects of COVID, but we're seeing things come more in line with what we would have regarded as normal.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Pope Francis is in Mongolia, one of the world's smallest and newest Catholic communities, with just over 1,400 members. The 86-year-old pontiff is attending official welcoming ceremonies Saturday. Alexis Christophorus, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
Three people are safe after their boat capsized in Lake Superior. The Coast Guard was called around 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday and found three people clinging to the overturned boat. The incident happened 4 nautical miles from Saxon Harbor in Iron County. Sticking with the water, as we head into the holiday weekend, the Wisconsin DNR is preaching safety first. Civic Media's Brittany Merlot has more.
The DNR wants to remind us all to wear life jackets this weekend. There have been 13 boating-related deaths so far this season, 12 of which were not wearing a life jacket. The law requires one wearable and correctly sized jacket for each person. The DNR Boating Law Administrator says emergencies do not allow the time needed to grab a life jacket and then put it on. In addition, they recommend leaving the alcohol at the dock until boating for the day is done. Remember to slow down at night, check your navigation lights before the sun sets, and keep an eye on the weather.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee. Only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app. We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down, I help with other kiddie rides. I love putting a smile on kids' faces.
thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon. It's an important day to celebrate the hardworking people of Wisconsin. And Civic Media's Earl Ingram will be broadcasting live this Monday, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
But so many unions disappeared. And it's the reason, it's one of the main reasons why the standards of living in this country has dissipated.
Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day at Labor Fest in Milwaukee, here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos, Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. We welcome all callers, all viewpoints taken. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. As Matt says, remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going to go to the front lines of history in the making in just a moment. Of course, I am not Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn is going to be joining us in about an hour because the Devils, Crudy and Dom, are taking the day off, well-deserved rest, and they have brought in the big gun. Matt Flynn is going to be hosting, guest hosting Devils Advocates from 4 until 6, so Matt will be with us in about an hour, live right here on Civic Media. And he has been so kind as to give me the high honor and privilege as being a guest host on his show today. Normally, I join you every day from 1 until 3, and honored to be in for Matt. I tell people I'm kind of like the Joan Rivers to Matt Flynn's Johnny Carson. just the fill-in host. Joan Rivers may have looked slightly better in a dress. I'm not sure. But anyway, I'm happy to be here. Matt Flynn will be with us in an hour or so. A lot of great subjects. Your phone calls as well. Again, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We have the great Nate Wegehouse in on the board. And Nate, if you have not heard Nate, he's been with us, about a month or so in the news department, doing a great job on news. Now the producer for Devils, and you're here today.
Yes, I am. Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
It's always a pleasure. Doing a great job. Welcome to the Civic Media family, Nate, and glad to have you with us. Again, Matt Flynn, Kelvin, in the next hour. Let's go, as Matt would say, to the front lines of history in the making, history being made every minute of every day. Here on this Friday, September 1st, across the wires this afternoon, the Proud Boys, who smashed through a window to the U.S. Capitol with a police riot shield back on January 6, 2021, allowing the first wave of rioters to storm the building as members of Congress were being evacuated, was sentenced this afternoon to 10 years in prison. Images of Dominic Pozzola, I guess goes by the nickname of Spazzolini. I'm not making that up. Using the police shield, the riot shield, to first breach the Capitol building quickly became a symbol of violence on that day. Member of this group, the Proud Boys, we've heard a lot about them, and over the last couple of days, more of these cases are being brought to fruition, judge sentencing these guys to multiple years in prison, as should be. Judges are not messing around. Because as it turns out, seditious conspiracy trying to be part of a coup to attempt to overthrow the U.S. government is not something that the Justice Department nor the judicial system takes lightly. What do you think about this? Finally, some of these Proud Boy guys, some of these people who were part of the insurrection, starting to be sentenced. And it's not a couple of months. This is 10 years. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Matt is going to have more on Trump in the next hour, in the 4 o'clock hour, as he co-hosts or whether as he guest hosts the Devils. But I'll be interested to hear Matt's take on this. Because if you look at what these judges are doing, and one of the judges in the D.C. area who has sentenced other people that are part of January 6th, this Judge Chutkan, she has not gone light on these guys. I mean, she is giving them harsh sentences. And if I'm Donald Trump or Trump's attorneys, I got to be a little bit worried. Because if they get a conviction, which I think any reasonable assessment should be they should, but you never know. Should they get a conviction on Trump of this D.C. court on the insurrection, you're looking at multiple years of a former president of the United States being sentenced to prison time. And get this, we could have, for the first time in American history, a former president of the United States behind bars, and he could be the nominee for Republicans for 2024. That is a reality, or a possibility, I should say, a real possibility. And you think, oh, Todd, that can't happen. The Republicans are never going to be wacky enough to nominate Trump if he's behind bars. Don't be so sure. As a former Republican myself until 2011, I went to a lot of state Republican conventions. I'm familiar with the process. It's different than the Democratic Party. There are no super delegates on the Republican side. It's pretty straight line voting. And so the delegates to the National Republican Convention are decided at, they call them congressional or district caucuses. So Madison, Wisconsin is in the 2nd Congressional District. So you have the counties that make up the 2nd Congressional District. The Republican parties from that area get together, usually in Madison, and they decide who the national delegates are going to be for that area. And then there are state delegates. And remember that most of these local county parties and the congressional district parties in Wisconsin, Republicans, are comprised and controlled by Trump people. So you don't think they're going to nominate pro-Trump people to be the delegates from these areas? Absolutely they will. And in larger red states like Texas and Florida, it's going to be even more so. And so you're going to have a situation going into next summer in Madison, or pardon me, in Milwaukee, where the Republican National Convention is going to be held, where you're going to have potentially, I believe probably, a national convention made up of a majority of Trump supporters who believe that even if Trump is in jail, he is going to be a martyr. And whether it's legal or not, there could be Supreme Court cases on this. These people are crazy enough to nominate Trump as the nominee, even if he's in jail. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on whether these Proud Boy guys who are being sentenced now, does this bode well or poorly for the former president, Donald Trump? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. This is a dangerous time in America. And thankfully, so far, the Justice Department, the judicial system in this country has held. And Matt will talk about this, I'm sure, next hour, as someone who is an attorney and a former head of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Matt knows the law. And the one thing we have in this country that has kept us on track is a blind judicial system. In other words, justice is supposed to be blind. I know, I get it. ask people of color, ask women, ask other folks if they believe justice is blind, you're going to get a different answer. But by and large, the judicial branch of our country, if you take it over the arc of time, has kept us at least on the right trajectory. And now, as Matt calls them, the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court, that's in jeopardy. And thankfully, so far, these lower courts, like Judge Chutkan and the D.C. court, have sentenced these guys, like these Proud Boy guys today, to 10 years in prison. 10 years. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I'm glad to see the judicial system working. And remember, fasten your seatbelts, all right? They talked about this last week at Milwaukee, at the Republican debate last week. Some of the pundits were saying, and this is true, we could see a campaign season like never before in this country in 2024. Why? Because Trump is going to be in court, literally sitting in court, or at least his attorneys will. One of these court cases set to begin the day before the Super Tuesday primary next year in March. I believe the D.C. case. They just announced yesterday that the case in Georgia in Fulton County, the state case against Trump, Fannie Willis, she has said that the judge there, not Fannie Willis, but the judge, said they're going to allow this to be streamed. It's going to be on TV. So what you're going to see is a spectacle like we have never before seen in this country. And one of the great things I appreciate about Matt, even as a former Democratic Party chair, he and I share this view. This is not a time to party and yuck it up as Americans. It's a sad time, quite frankly. Look, I get it, right? I mean, it feels good to see some of these people get their comeuppance. What's coming to them. Don't get me wrong. I am pleased about that. But if you're an American who loves this country, be it Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green Party, I don't care. This is a sad time to see a former president of our country being drugged through these courts, as I'll hasten to add, as he should be for what he's allegedly done. But it's just bad for the country. But it's necessary if we want to get through this and get on the other side, because above all in this country, we have a system that's supposed to be, and so far it's holding, saying that no one is above the law. That's one of the things that separates us from other countries in the world. Look at Russia. You think Putin's ever going to court in Russia? No, he ain't going. He's shooting down his opposition, literally and figuratively. Shooting down Prigozhin, killing him, killing his opposition. In this country, we have a judicial system, and today it worked, and the Proud Boys, at least a couple of these guys, were sentenced to 10 years in prison. If I'm Donald Trump, if I'm his attorneys, I'm a little nervous about that. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about something else that Matt has talked about extensively, and I agree with him. Tommy Tuberville, as Matt likes to say, is holding up nominations for our military. We'll have a cut from General Brigadier General David May. Well, on the other side, this is Matt Flynn Direct. Don't go anywhere.
The gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show, live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related enacted legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Laborfest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Laborfest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 62. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 86. Overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 71 tomorrow night. Mainly cloudy skies. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday. And highs from the low 90s to the mid 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 79.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. Matt Flynn will be with you live right here on this same station in under 45 minutes. He is going to be the guest host of the Devils Advocates. Crudy and Dom are off today, so Matt Flynn will be guest hosting Devils from 4 until 6. I'm Todd Allball, host of the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media between 1 and 3. Normally, I have the high honor and privilege, as they say in Congress, to be the guest host of Matt Flynn Direct. Glad to have you along. Invite you to give a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, in for Matt Flynn this hour. He'll join us next hour. I want to bring up a subject that Matt has talked about extensively, and as have I, and we are in complete agreement on this. And I think it's a great example, even though I left the Republican Party back in 2011 over voter rights laws and other issues, quite frankly, since then. But look, I don't belong to the Democratic Party. I voted that way since 2012, but I don't belong to it. I consider myself a political independent. But this is a great example, this issue that we're going to get into, of an issue that traditionally, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, has been an issue of bipartisanship. And that is supporting our military men and women in uniform. I never served. One of the few regrets, honestly, that I have in my life. I came really close, actually, to, I won't get into the story right now, but as a senior in high school, I almost signed up for the Marines. I actually kind of regret that I didn't do that. But Matt Flynn served, and he served honorably in the United States Navy. And I served as the military liaison to former Congressman Scott Klug here in Madison, Wisconsin in the 90s for about 4 years. Had the privilege of working with our men and women in uniform both here in Wisconsin and in Washington, D.C. And what Tommy Tuberville, who Matt loves to refer to as Tommy Tuberville, I think he does it intentionally. People in politics, there were great state senator from the Fox Valley, Michael G. Ellis. Unfortunately, he is no longer with us. Longtime leader of the Republicans in the state Senate. And Ellis was famous. I never worked directly for him, but was around him a lot. Ellis was famous for looking at people on his staff or in the Senate Republican caucus, especially junior staff, and he'd say, "Do you work for me?" and then he'd call you by the wrong name intentionally. So like if he was calling you Todd, he'd say, "Hey, Tom." And then you might get up the nerve to say, "Actually, Senator, it's Todd." Great. Thanks, Tom. Can you get me something? He called me the wrong name. It's just kind of a thing to let people know, hey, I'm in charge. So Matt likes to refer to Alabama Senator, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville as Tommy Tuberville, and I love it. So Tuberville is the one senator who is holding up these nominations. Currently on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, for the first time in history, there are three vacancies. There is a vacancy for the Chief of Naval Operations. There is a vacancy for the Army Chief of Staff. And there is a vacancy for the Marine Corps Commandant. Three positions on the Joint Chiefs of Staff are vacant. And now that we're in September, September 1st, there is only 1 month left in the term of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, or Milley, I believe. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, the person who oversees the entire Department of Defense, other than the Secretary of Defense itself, but the military side of this, the Joint Chiefs of Staff is up on September 30th, and unless Tommy Tuberville gets off his high horse and stops this nonsense of holding up these nominations because he has a hair about abortion, and also he's ticked off because the Space Force has been located in Colorado and he wanted it in Alabama. And by the way, new polls show in his own state, in Alabama, they've had it with their own U.S. Senate, even Republicans. They said enough is enough. And oh, and by the way, even though he's elected as a senator from Alabama, he lives in Florida. His main house is in Florida. So this guy isn't even living in the state that he was elected to represent, and he has the audacity, because you could do this, as Matt explains, one senator can muck up the whole thing by objecting to this, and is, and there are hundreds now of officers who are not allowed to transfer and to get their promotions because of Tommy Tuberville. And we're going to come back after this break. We're going to play you a clip. I was had the privilege of interviewing the Brigadier General of the Wisconsin Air National Guard, David May, a couple of weeks ago up at Volk Field. And Nate has dialed up the clip. We'll have it on the other side. And of course, you know, those who are in the military have to be very careful. They can't take a political side. And General May did just that. But I asked the general how this is affecting Wisconsin's military. And Nate has queued up that clip. We'll have it on the other side. But what do you think about this? Do you know somebody who is in the military? Are you a Blue Star family? Blue Stars are families who have immediate family who are in the military on active duty in areas of war. Are you a Gold Star family? Have you had the terrible loss of losing someone in a conflict, in a war, in the U.S. military? And remember, Republicans and Tuberville loved to praise and try to make themselves out to be the second coming in terms of support for the military. This is anything but. And it's sick. And it's got to stop. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We're going to come back. Hopefully take your call. Maybe everybody, Nate, is on a holiday already. We'll see. But 844-967-2789. Welcome your calls. This is Todd Allball in for Matt Flynn on Matt Flynn Direct. Matt Flynn joins us at 4 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. Your calls. More on the other side. Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Alexis Christophorus. In Ohio, police body cam video released today by Blendon Township Police showing the encounter between black pregnant driver Takia Young and two officers who wanted to question the shoplifting suspect. The video shows officers trying to question her and Young starts to drive forward and allegedly hit the officer, who then fired a shot at the windshield, killing her. ABC News analyst Bernarda Villalona viewed the tape and says questions remain.
Where was the officer exactly at the moment where Ms. Young accelerated her vehicle? And did she accelerate after or before he actually went in front of this vehicle?
Ohio State investigators are in charge of the probe. President Biden touted the latest jobs report with 187,000 added in August. The president says it shows the resilience of the U.S. economy in the wake of the pandemic. This is ABC News.
Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Hot weather is back just in time for your weekend, Northeast Wisconsin. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Near record-breaking heat is headed back into Wisconsin this Labor Day weekend. Highs will climb to the upper 90s to low 100s once again. Paired with oppressive sticky humidity, heat advisories and warnings may be issued Sunday into Monday. As you enjoy the great outdoors with family and friends, remember to stay hydrated. Have a shaded or air-conditioned spot nearby to cool down in. And as hard as it may be, avoid sugary and alcoholic beverages, as this only increases your risk for heat illnesses.
Looking for some entertainment this Labor Day weekend? There is lots of Labortainment happening in Northeast Wisconsin. For family fun, check out the Labor Day Parade in Nina Menasha Monday the 5th at 10 a.m. And for you Hepcats, check out Jazz Fest Menasha Saturday and Sunday. Have a safe holiday weekend, Northeast Wisconsin. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Allball filling in, guest hosting this last half hour of Matt Flynn Direct. Matt himself will be here, rest assured, just an hour later than normal. Why? Because Dom and Crudy are taking a day off. Well-deserved day off. And the great Matt Flynn, by the way, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Nate. I know you're new to Civic Media, but Nate Wagehouse, our engineer here, I have been the self-proclaimed president of the Matt Flynn fan club.
Have you really?
Because he's a great guy. You get to know him. He's a smart dude. He's an attorney, a former head of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. And I clean this up for radio. But if you talk to him, as he likes to say, you know, we've seen some stuff. So, you know, experience gives you that lens to look through things. And that's why I am a huge fan of Matt. I'm a huge fan of this show, and it's always an honor to be here. So if you haven't listened to the program before, always encourage you to do so, our listeners from 1 to 3. And if you ever get a chance to see Matt out and about, make sure you say hi. Matt Flynn, a great guy. He'll be here as the guest host of The Devil's Advocate coming up at the top of the hour. But great to be in. Welcome your phone calls. I think, Nate, people are out already celebrating the Labor Day weekend.
I mean, it's the Friday before. You can't blame them too much. Right, but, right. You know, as you're out on the boat, you can tune in still.
Exactly. Exactly. You could still be informed and entertained. We had fewer calls on our show, too. But that's fine. But we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. 2789. Phone lines are open. All callers are welcome. All viewpoints listened to here on Matt Flynn Direct. Before the break, talking about this issue that Matt and I have both talked about here on his program and I on mine, of the Alabama Republican U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, who is single-handedly, because of the goofy rules in the U.S. Senate, they're allowed to do this. And as Matt has pointed out, a lack of a spine, quite frankly, on both the Republican and the Democratic side. There's no spine here to step up and say, look, we're not going to allow this. They continue to let these old rules of the institution continue, which allows for one U.S. senator to hold up all these nominations. And now, we are now, well, technically under a month, but the last day of September, the term for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, will expire. And unless Tuberville gets off of his soapbox, or unless Schumer or McConnell grow a spine, it's not going to be pretty, because we're going to have a vacancy for the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I want to go to this article in The Hill, written by Kathy Roth Duquette, opinion contributor. Headline, and this is a great headline, by the way. Our military is being held as political hostages. Opens up as, quote, imagine this, one person wielding arbitrary power over 1.5 million military family members. But surprise, it is not the president. It's Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville. His move to block more than 250 officer promotions not only robs the military of valuable talent, it's left two military branches and now three leaderless. The Marines, without an official chief for the first time in 164 years, and the Army. And now add the Navy to that as well. The consequences are far-reaching, impacting those who defend our freedoms. But don't take it just from me, the author says. Quote, we will lose talent because of those challenges, unquote. That from General Charles Q. Brown Jr., who told Congress about the hold's impact on military families. He is slated to be our next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, appointed by President Biden, if and only if Tuberville lifts his hold. But that's just one takeaway, and overlooks a more critical point. Spouses and families of service members play a significant role in their partner's service and decision-making. And Senator Tuberville's promotion blockade will have a dire ripple effect on our nation's recruitment and retention crisis. Get this, 37% of active duty families are likely to recommend military service. That is down from 55% less than a decade ago. The author of this article, who happens to be a Blue Star family, says people tell us they love military service, but lifestyle challenges and lack of trust for civilian leadership undermine their willingness to recommend it to others. Author says, as the co-founder of Blue Star Families, she says she's heard poignant stories from spouses about the impact of these holds. And that brings us to the interview I did with Brigadier General David May up at Volk Field a couple of weeks ago. He is the general, the adjutant general of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. Great guy. Great American, as all our men and women in uniform are. And I was very careful because, as we said, active duty military people cannot be perceived or be involved in partisan politics. They try very hard to distance themselves from that. So I was careful how I asked this question. I set it up, and I said, look, General, I know that you can't speak to the politics of what Senator Tuberville is doing down in Alabama and in D.C., but speak to what this means in reality for the men and women on the ground, not just here in Wisconsin, but across the United States, in terms of the impact Tuberville's actions have on our U.S. military. This is Brigadier General David May. Nate, if you please.
Absolutely. So the challenges with not getting those nominations and confirmations done at the top level really trickles all the way down through the ranks, because I think we're into the hundreds now.
Yeah.
So just like with any organization, when you frustrate the succession plan, which is very deliberate, and of course in the military we do a very good job to vet and decide on who we advance in rank, but having that succession plan essentially disrupted from the very top all the way down, even into to a state Air National Guard level, where we have officers who are waiting confirmation on eligibility lists to be promoted, and everything in between is held up, and then that trickles down even further. So as you move an organization forward by appointing new leaders, somebody needs to come in behind everybody that moves. So as you can imagine, it's not just the tip of the pyramid, it's eventually perhaps all of the pyramid.
General Brigadier General David May of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. So don't take it from me, a radio talk show host. Take it from someone who has the uniform on currently and who oversees our men and women here in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Air National Guard. As the general pointed out, it's not just these now hundreds of people in higher level positions. It trickles down to all the families, whether or not a kid is going to start K-12 school in a different community, whether or not somebody's kid is going to be in a different university, the movers that you have to get involved. All of that is a factor in these people's lives, these fellow American lives. And Tuberville, one U.S. senator from Alabama, is holding all of this up. Talked about the next person who President Biden appointed to be the next joint chairman of the chief of staff. It is Air Force General Charles C.Q. He goes by C.Q. Brown Jr. Great distinguished American, knows China inside and out, knows Russia and the threat to Ukraine inside and out. But unless Tuberville knocks this off, there will not be a Joint Chief of Staff. That position will be vacant come October 1st. And also of historical nature, I might add. And good on Joe Biden by appointing the general, Charles C.Q. Brown Jr., who happens to be black. It will be the first time that we have a black or African-American Joint Chiefs of Staff since Colin Powell was appointed back in 1989. Had the privilege of meeting Colin Powell one time. Really great guy. Really funny guy, and knew the military inside out, came up through the ranks. And whether you agree with all his politics or not, you cannot argue that Colin Powell loved the military, loved the personnel of the military, and did a great job. It'll be the first time, by the way, if Tuberville knocks this off, it'll be the first time that we have had the Secretary of Defense, who is now Lloyd Austin, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who would be General Charles C.Q. Brown Jr., both those positions being held by black Americans. First time in history if it happens. So good on Joe Biden for making history there. What do you think of this? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on your thoughts on this. Because I think most of us as Wisconsinites, whether we've served or not, there's somebody that we know, a grandparent, an uncle, an aunt, a brother or sister, a cousin, a neighbor. There's somebody that we know who has worn or currently wears the uniform. And what Tuberville is doing is sinful. It really is. It's petulant, it's small, and Matt's right. He deserves to be called Tommy Tuberville because what he's doing is tubing the lives of all those military men and women who do the ultimate job of putting on the uniform and putting their lives in danger so that we can all enjoy the freedoms of being an American. Want to move on to another topic here before I remember Matt Flynn is going to join you at the top of the hour. He is guest hosting for 2 hours. The Devil's Advocates, Crudy and Dahmer off. Matt Flynn will be in live at the top of the hour, taking you to the front lines of history. Want to get into this topic next of election workers. Another topic that Matt and I agree upon and talk about frequently. Because as we enter 2024, well, we're already in the election cycle, right? But as we start looking at elections, one of the ways that Republicans, the extremists, not all, as Matt is also quick to point out, it's not everybody who goes and votes for your county clerk that happens to be a Republican. I'm not talking about those people who vote Republican. I'm talking about the people, the mega people, the people at the top who are part of the Trump organization, the Trumpsters, all right? These people understand that their agenda, their policies that they currently hold, things like a national abortion ban, all right? As it turns out, that's not real popular with most women. Funny how that works, right? I don't mean to make light of it. I'm just saying, to me, it's so absurd that it almost becomes humorous that Republicans think they can run on a national abortion ban and be elected. So they know their policies don't work. So in order to win a statewide or national election these days, they're so small that instead of having policies that connect with people or a majority of people, some of these folks, some, not all, some, are going after our election workers. And it's something we have to talk about. It's something we have to be aware of. And it's something we have to stand up against. There's a great Associated Press story today. Headline, election workers have gotten death threats and warnings that they will be lynched, according to the U.S. government. More than a dozen people nationally have been charged with threatening election workers by a Justice Department unit trying to stem the tide of violent and graphic threats against people who count and secure the vote. I mean, come on. These are friends and neighbors. These are retired school teachers. These are fire department people, cops who are retired. Some people are not retired. They take a day off and they work at our polls. This is sick. We're going to talk about it more on the other side. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back after this on the Matt Flynn Direct.
The number when I was young.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to 4 times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done. over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 64. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, with a slight chance for scattered showers. Southerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 86. Lows dip down to about 70. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday, decreasing clouds. By Monday, highs in the mid-90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 79.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from network news, a weather update, and then the Devil's Advocates. Not Crudy and Dom. Dom is apparently waxing Crudy's boat. They're going to go out on the lake this afternoon, I'm not sure. But here's the good news. Our friend, our colleague, Matt Flynn himself, will be guest hosting the Devil's Advocates for 2 hours, from 4 until 6. So get ready for that. Todd Allball in, normally with you from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. And I have the high honor and privilege for being the guest host of Matt Flynn Direct this afternoon, talking about this issue that Matt and I both feel passionately about, and that is the protection and the critical necessity of our election workers in free and fair elections. This Associated Press story out today, actually it was yesterday, that more than a dozen people nationally have been charged with threatening election workers by the Justice Department, trying to stem this tide of violent and graphic threats against people who count and secure the vote. What are your feelings on it? Lines are open, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. All views welcome, all callers taken, lines are open. Government employees, according to this AP story, government employees are being bombarded with threats, and even in normally quiet periods between elections. Secretaries of state and experts are warning that some point to former President Donald Trump and his allies repeated and false claims that the 2020 election was stolen. This is important. We continue to hear this, even last week in Milwaukee. Do not listen to these people who are still claiming that the 2020 election was somehow stolen or illegitimate. It was not. There have been reporters, there have been organizations of both the left and the right, and even Major Garrett from CBS News, the chief Washington correspondent, wrote a book about it called The Big Truth. Kind of a takeoff on The Big Lie. And in his reporting, they have found that the 2020 election may be the most secure and accurate in our nation's history. But yet these Trumpsters are still peddling these lies. And now we have people who are going after election workers. And we saw this in down in Georgia. Finally, Rudy Giuliani lost in civil court. He's going to have to pay these two workers that he intimidated back in 2020. But this kind of crap is still going on, and it could be a threat to our elections in 2024. Critical that we stay abreast of this and call it out. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We had a caller on the line, but like my big fish on the fishing spree, it got away. But here's a big fish that did not get away. We're going to bring him in now because Matt Flynn is like a stallion horse. He is ready for the race, even ahead of start time. Let's bring him on, the host of Matt Flynn Direct, our friend Matt Flynn. How are you, Matt?
I'm great. It's good to be with you, Todd. As always, my friend, my good friend, and also a wonderful host and co-host. So great to be on the last few minutes of your show right now.
Well, it's your show. I'm just guest hosting. It's a pleasure as always. Matt, you've talked about this so much, and I want your perspective as a former chair of the Democratic Party, but also as an attorney. I mean, this is just the epitome of sickness, isn't it? Going after these men and women in our communities throughout Wisconsin who are election workers.
Well, it is. And you know something, Todd, almost everybody who's listening to your show right now, everybody who's listening to us has voted somewhere in Wisconsin. Think of where you go in to vote. It's typically elderly ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. They look forward to it. They make a few bucks for the day. They're scrupulously honest, scrupulously honest. You know they are. They keep track of things. If anything has to be taken down to municipal buildings for hand counting or whatever, they do it. You know it. You know it. And what the people that are doing and this, well, you know when this started. Mm-hmm. It started, the last time this happened in our politics was during the Civil War, when people just went to blows. But what started when Donald Trump, when he ran in 2016, said that the Second Amendment people should take, quote, take care of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
He said that her bodyguard should be disarmed. And that just, and then he said that with protesters, if anybody beats them up, I'll pay their criminal lawyer fees. And he ridiculed the press, and they had to have guards to go out to their cars. It started. Then during COVID, you know, a lot of healthcare workers, a lot of health inspectors got death threats. Right now, it's endemic in our society, Todd. Yeah. And now it's spilled down to this. It had been Jack Smith, the prosecutor, had to sell his house, and he's in basically witness protection. He's a prosecutor with his family. And now it's spilled down. And my fear, and then I would really love your reaction. My fear is that what's going to happen is a lot of these elderly, beautiful folks are going to go, hey, you know, they're in Ladysmith or they're in Kewaskum. Mm-hmm. They're going to go, I don't need this.
Right.
I don't need this. And they're trying to basically blow up elections.
I totally agree with you. And again, I'm a former Republican. You're a former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. This is something we totally agree on. That I used to tell people when I worked in politics, look, when I represent my boss, I'd say, look, you might not feel the same as I, but go vote. Because that's democracy. We have to participate in our democracy. And you're exactly right, Matt, that as these people get intimidated, they say the hell with it, what's going to happen is you're going to have fewer election workers, which is going to slow down election day voting, which is going to, in my opinion, disenfranchise people because they're going to go, I don't want to wait 5 hours to vote. And they're going to leave. And I think that's part of the goal, Matt.
It absolutely is. And, you know, you have people in their 60s and 70s, ladies and fellows, and they always look forward to it. It's kind of social. My mom was a poll worker here in mm-hmm. Milwaukee a long time ago, and she looked forward to it. It was a really interesting thing. But if you have these haters, you know, people that are threatening them, and in some cases death threats and certainly mm-hmm. violence, they're not going to do it. And right. if they don't do it, that's part of the objective is to disrupt elections. And this is a tactic that was used in autocratic societies around the world. And unfortunately, it's coming to the United States right now.
If only, Matt, we had like, I don't know, $4 billion surplus in our state treasury, and maybe we could pass some legislation to protect our election workers and actually make sure that we have enough people. If only that was an option, Matt.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but you couldn't have a gerrymandered legislature do it.
Right.
That's the problem.
Matt, what's coming up on Devils? What have you got next hour for us?
A lot of great stuff. And stuff you will not believe on Trump. And frankly, some words from Henry Kissinger about the Ukraine war that I really think are significant. And not only that, what's happening here in Wisconsin with Janet Protasiewicz. We have a lot of stuff coming up. Really looking forward to it.
I can't wait. We've got about a minute left. I want your quick take on this and more on the other side, I'm sure. But what do you make of all this bickering back and forth in the Supreme Court right now, these emails that were revealed? I'm fine with what the liberals did. I think they could have peddled it better. But look, I mean, you know, the conservatives are getting their comeuppance.
Well, that's right. And they did the same thing when they had the majority. And this is really only restoring the court. I clerked for one of the greatest justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court who went to the Seventh Circuit, Tom Fairchild.
20 seconds.
And back then, yeah, Republican and Democratic judges got along. They were friends. They played poker. They went out for a beer.
A great poker player himself. Do not go anywhere. Phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. Matt Flynn, direct on the other side. Have a great afternoon, Matt.
Thank you. Same to you, Todd.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming ABC on the News. Civic Media.